Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. So today on the Mum Boss Podcast, I'm very excited because I'm joined with a special guest. So welcome, Casey, to the Mum Boss Podcast.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I've loved that we've connected because I just know that this, what we're going to be talking about today, is an area that so many of my clients really struggle with. So I'm very excited to have you come on and share your expertise with us.
Yes.
But before we dive in, I'd love for you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you actually do.
Yeah, great. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Casey Squires, and I am a speaker coach and signature talk specialist for female entrepreneurs, female coaches, consultants, and women in business. So really what I help them do is I help them to craft an unforgettable signature talk, something that they can go at their deliver so they can have more impact, more visibility, they can reach a wider audience and really just share their mission and, you know, what they want the world to, you know, the changes they want to make in the world. So that's really what I do. I help them to bring out those ideas, to bring out their stories, to bring out all the elements that is going to make a really killer signature talk so they can get out there with confidence.
And I really love that this is what you do and specialize in, because this is an area that even myself, I really struggle with too. I feel like it's not always easy to put yourself out there, whether it's online, whether it's in person, and speak and share and, you know, be vulnerable perhaps if you're sharing a story or something. And so I'm really excited for you to, you know, share some tips with us that will really help us, because I feel like, especially when it comes to business, it's important that we can speak in a certain way, that we can share our message, that we can share our offers, that we can connect with others.
Yeah.
But often it's an area that we get stuck in, because I feel like, I know for me, my experience is, you know, I remember being a kid at school and having to read in front of the class or present something in front of the class and getting all clammy and mumbling my words. And then, you know, there might've been the kid that laughed, or, you know, and those are the memories that almost come flooding back to you when you're in a situation of having to do something similar again. And even if it's something you want to be doing, it's still like there's this element of something that holds you back. And so I'd love to know, how do we get past that? How do we get to that confident speaker self that I know is within us? It's just, there's all these layers of fear that are holding us back there.
Yes. Well, yeah, you're not alone. You know, we all have that, you know, that little person on our shoulder from primary school or whatever, who's the one there who laughed at us or would say something. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, I had the same thing. You know, I've been fine with public speaking, but a few years ago, I was like, there's something niggling there. And I had to kind of go back and be like, oh, it's that boy, you know, from primary school, that every time I'm doing something, I'm thinking he's going to say something. I mean, I don't even know where he is these days, but you know what I mean? Like, it's still on your shoulder. So that's one of the things, is to think about, you know, whose voice is it that I'm worried about, really? So that's kind of like the internal element. And then the external element is getting really clear about what you have to say. Because I have this theory that, you know, public speaking, I mean, everyone gets nerves, right? Because we're getting up in front of people. But the real fear about public speaking and the real kind of thing that blocks us and holds us back a lot of the time is not, oh, I don't know where to put my hands, or, you know, how, what tone of voice to use. It's, is what I'm saying really feel connected to who I am and what I want to share with the world? you know, and I feel like my story really showcases that. So it's about, you know, the ideas and the elements behind it being connected to you. And when they're not connected to you, that's where we kind of feel like a bit of a fraud. That's kind of where we're like, oh, I don't know. So it's really about, you know, doing the work beforehand to really get clear about what is it that I want to share with the world? What is really coming out from, you know, deep inside me? And, you know, how does my story connect to that? And then when you wrap it up in a good structure, you've got some really engaging elements, you know, when you're going to step out, you know, it's going to go well. So that's the biggest thing for me. I think there's so many public speaking coaches out there that tell you it's where to put your hands. It's, you know, how to talk in a certain way. But really, it starts way back before that. It's having the message that you want to share with the world.
I love that, because I think sometimes we do think it's about our posture and all these other things, which I'm sure there's a little piece to that puzzle, but absolutely, really it is more about what you say and almost like the feeling that you are able to put out as well. You know, I know when I've seen speakers, especially I'm picturing in person, you know, they make you feel a certain way, you know, you connect with them, and I think it is that deeper core message that they're sharing, or that like you said, that thing that they're wanting to really share with the world.
Yeah.
And that connection piece that you have in sharing it. So I guess for somebody who is wanting to put themselves out there a little bit, but don't know where to start, where would you suggest to start? You know, obviously looking at what is that message that you're wanting to share, but what are some practical tips, I guess, that you can offer to really help us stand in our power and speak confidently?
Yes. So I think the first thing is really getting clear on, you know, what would I love to share with the world? Don't worry so much about your business at the moment. Okay. Just put that to the side. Okay. Because your thought leadership message, your message that you want to share with the world, it's probably going to be connected to your business, but it doesn't have to be your business. Okay. It can run in parallel. So really thinking about, you know, what am I passionate about? What could I talk about all day if someone gave me the opportunity? But also thinking things like, you know, what actually ticks you off? Sometimes going the opposite direction, you know, what bothers me can be a key to find, like, what is that really passionate message that I want to talk about? So using some of those kind of inner questions, questioning yourself is a really great way to start thinking about, you know, what do I really want to share? And then after that, you can look at the business connection and all of that kind of stuff, but really just go internal. You know, what is it that I'd love to share with the world? Is the first kind of step.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where it's almost like practice makes perfect. Do you feel that too?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes we just need to step our foot out of our comfort zone, try the thing, realize it's probably not as scary as we're leading ourselves to believe. I know that's definitely been my experience, even in the online capacity of, you know, hosting masterclasses and doing group things. It is scary to do that, especially if it's your first time. Yeah. And so I always feel like it's practice. You know, once you've done something, you've realized you've come out the other side of it, you've survived it, you've probably nailed it, you've probably done a really great job. Yes. Then you've kind of got a little bit more of that evidence to support you to be like, actually, I can do this. And it's probably not as big and scary as I'm making it feel.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's not just self-confidence, right? We don't just kind of roll out of the womb and be like, I'm confident. It's the self-efficacy. So it's like going back to, I need a reference point to showcase that I can do this. So doing little things, you know, getting out of the comfort zone, and then you go, oh, okay, yes, I have done this before, so I can do it again, you know, and just slowly increasing that. And then you go, oh, hey, wow, I just jumped on stage and I talked off the cuff, potentially impromptu, where 5 years ago I couldn't even speak at all. But I've learned, you know, I've got the confidence because I've done little things, and now I know that I can do that, and I can know I can do that, and I know I can do that. So yes, it's just like just starting. And when I do say about like the big message about what you want to share, this is the thing that holds us back as well. It's like, oh, it has to be my big message for the world. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to be the thing that I have to talk about for the rest of my life. Don't frame it that way. It might be what you want to talk about today. And what you want to talk about today might be different to tomorrow, might be different from a week, from a year from now. So don't make it has to be like this one message that's forever. It's what do I want to talk about right now? And that can change. And starting somewhere is the first, you know, the first step, right? You want to start somewhere and that can morph and change and grow, but starting is the point.
Mm. I love that you've touched on that as well, because sometimes I think when it comes to public speaking in any format, our mindset plays such a huge part of it, because we can so easily talk ourselves in and out of things. And especially when there's an element of fear, we can easily be like, oh no, like I haven't got this perfect yet. Do you see that where people feel like they're putting themselves under so much pressure to be, you know, to present the most perfect, you know, keynote or whatever it might be that they're doing, yeah, that it almost, it's like there's a mindset part of it that you need to break through as well?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about this actually, and how, you know, we want to be seen as these businesswomen who are, you know, perfect and all put together and everything. And it's funny because, you know, I do a lot of videos, and I remember one video that I did, I was actually, you know, I said something stupid and I was like, oh, that's, you know, that's a bad example. But anyway, I kind of kept going on. And when I think about it, I'm like, oh, that's probably the best video that I like. I like that video because I said something stupid, because it was endearing, because my personality could really come out in that moment. And sometimes the moments where we're not perfect, where we are a little bit vulnerable, where we do something silly, that's where our personalities come out. And that's what connects people to us. So yeah, it is a bit of a mindset shift that we don't, doesn't always need to be perfect. And if it isn't perfect, sometimes that's can be the best, you know, when we have a little bit of our personality come out, we just that real human being.
Yeah. And it's so true, isn't it? Because it's that connection piece again, where, you know, as the audience member, you might be admiring what you're hearing and the way they're speaking and the message that they're sharing. But if they stumble on something or they share a funny story that, you know, makes them look more human, you really connect to that more, because all of a sudden you're like, oh, she's just like me. And yes, I think that is a really important part. And, you know, I know that I've definitely had moments where something's gone wrong, I've fumbled, and people definitely connect well with that. And not to say that we need to be going out there and mucking up our speeches by any means, but, you know, I think that's where it can, you can let that fear go a little bit, because knowing that if that was to happen, it's yep, okay. And you can just pick it back up and keep going. And more than anything, you'll probably find that people really gravitate towards you more, because they're like, oh, she's human, she's normal, she's just like me.
Yes, absolutely. And I find the same thing with people's stories. So when people start to get into looking at what their story is, a lot of the time they give a, you know, a highlights reel about all the, you know, the best things they've done. It's because of this mindset shift that I'm going to tell you about right now. So a lot of the time when people are, you know, writing a signature talk or thinking about their story, what they're thinking is that people sitting in the audience, I want them to be thinking, I like you, right? Well, yeah, that sounds like a good thing. You want people to be thinking, I like you. But we actually want to flip that a little bit. And rather than them sitting in the audience thinking, I like you, we actually want them to be thinking, I'm like you. That's the difference. Yeah, brain explosion. Because when you're trying to develop something and you're trying to think about your story and you want people to be thinking, I like you, we're thinking about all the best things we've done. We're thinking about all of the, you know, all of the experiences we've had where we're showcasing ourselves as amazing, which people don't connect with as much as when we're thinking, okay, we want them to be thinking, I'm like you. Right. So when have I been in the shoes of the people that are in my audience? When have I discovered something that's actually going to help them? How am I showcasing myself to be like them? How am I like them? You know, thinking about those kind of ideas, and that's what connects with them, because they're sitting there going, oh, wow, she's just like me. Okay. And that's where the connection lies. And then you can showcase how you've, you know, come through that, or you've moved through it at that, and therefore you can lead them in the right direction.
That is amazing. As you shared that, I mean, listeners are only listening, so they don't get the visual here, but I was like, yep, brain explosion. I think that small reframe changes everything. Yes. Because all of a sudden, instead of you feeling like you're trying to impress people. It's actually, no, how can I connect with them? How can I share that I am just like them?
Yes.
And I think that is something to almost remind yourself of when you are going into a situation of presenting, speaking, whatever that looks like. And I think that really changes everything. That one little line.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's very small, right? And it's just one little extra word in there, but it changes your framing. It changes what you're there to do. And it actually takes the pressure off a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than being like, I want them to like me and how am I going to show how amazing I am? It's actually like, oh, how are we going to connect here? How am I going to showcase that I'm like them and they're like me and I'm just like them, you know, but maybe I've learned a couple of things that could help them.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you can still, like you shared, lead and inspire in the way you share. But it's just, again, that connection piece, which I think connection's a really big part of, you know, speaking in general. You want to connect with your audience, with the person you're speaking with. And so I think that's an incredible way to do it. And I know for me, I'm going to use that every time I go into speaking now. I'm going to remember that as a really great point to start with. So I guess for the listener that's like, I'm really struggling with something. They might be going into presenting their very first ever speaking opportunity or a keynote or whatever it might look like. What's the biggest thing that you would love for them to know at this point?
Well, I mean, the first thing is, you know, you've got it. You'll be great. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, messing up. You'll be fine. Okay. You'll be fine is the first thing. The second thing is do the work. Okay. Do the pre-work. Actually take the time to think about your audience first and foremost. Who's in the audience? What are they going through? And therefore, what you're speaking about needs to, like we said, connect with them. So how have you been in their shoes before? You know, what is going on in that sense? How have you been in their shoes? And what have you learned that can help them going forward? So it's really doing the work, pre-work, thinking about your audience, and then creating, you know, the message and everything around that so that you know that you're absolutely connecting with your audience. You're not kind of going in there and just talking about yourself or something that you've learned that they actually don't need. You're really thinking about them. So I think, you know, to captivate any audience, you've really got to think about them first.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting too, because like you've shared, doing that pre-work really does make an incredible amount of difference. And do you feel that there's, I guess, a time frame in which you should start that pre-work? You know, if you have an opportunity where you've got a date in advance, is there a recommended time frame of when you should sit down and start, you know, looking at these pieces to the puzzle and start putting it all together and preparing yourself for that upcoming event?
Yes. Well, I think, I mean, I would say as early as possible, but you know, if it's 3 years away, then maybe don't start 3 years away, but you know, as early as possible is good. The thing is, leading up to the event, you want enough time for preparation, for rehearsal, for all of those kind of things. Like your wall is going to be your best friend. You need to talk to the wall and talk to the wall and talk to the wall. Okay. So don't think that you can sit there and write out, you know, what you're going to say and read it to yourself in your mind, and then you're going to get up there and be amazing. You really need to be talking it out. You need to be saying things. So I would give yourself at least, you know, 3 to 4 weeks of that kind of talking it out, if you can. You know, it's not always possible, but if you can, you know, do the rehearsal, get out there, talk to the wall, talk to, you know, friends and family if you can, because saying it out loud is very different to when it's on the screen. Like that's the first thing. Even if you're doing something small, make sure you're saying it out loud, hear yourself say it. So yeah, I would give yourself, you know, remember the rehearsal time. It's not just the crafting, there's a rehearsal time too.
I love that. I know the very first time I did an in-person public speaking, I was so nervous. My body was going through the motions as well. It was like a whole thing. But I remember leading up to it, I had printed out what I was going to say on a piece of paper and I taped it to the outside of my shower. So every time I had a shower, I would read it out loud. And so I remember my husband and kids laughing at me though, because I'd have a shower and then they'd hear me, you know, reel off this speech that I'd prepared. But it was a great way to, you know, practice and rehearse, especially if you have limited time, you know, especially if you don't always have the time. So I thought I'd share that because that was a really great way that I prepared for my first speech that I had to deliver as an adult.
Yes, I love it. And that's the thing. As mums in business, we do have limited time. So yes, you might not have hours and hours that you can stand at the wall, but any of those little hacks, in the shower, or if you're driving somewhere, or, always just finding, what are those pockets of time that I can do a bit of a rehearsal, make sure that I'm getting it in my mind, getting in my body, so that when you get up there, the nerves do, you're always going to have a few nerves, but nerves can come down when you go, you know what, I've done this a lot, I know what I'm saying. And also reframing what you're, the focus isn't on yourself when you get up there to speak, the focus could be on the audience. What is this message I'm sharing? How is it going to change their lives? Really focusing on what they're going to get out of it can sometimes make those nerves a little bit less predominant, because it's not just all about you. It's about, I'm here to share a message. This audience, they're going to get so much out of this. This is amazing.
Yeah, I really love that, because I think especially before you're going to step on stage, whether it's in person or even virtually, before we hit, on Zoom and we're about to present, I think those nerves do start setting in. And I think when those nerves set in, I know my experience is it's often because I'm making it about me. Mm-hmm. And I'm focusing all about me and worrying about this and worrying about that. But actually, like you said, if you stop and go, actually, it's not about me. It's about them and what I'm going to share with them and the impact I'm going to make and create. So I really love that. But I guess, do you have any tips for settling the nerves other than, trying to have that inner dialogue be a little bit less about ourselves?
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, you can have a really, you can create a really great kind of pre-stage routine, something that you do to settle yourself. So you don't want to be, like if you remember kind of back in the days when you're doing exams and like just before going into exam, if you're sitting there kind of like trying to get your notes and still remember them, you're walking in the wrong, frame of mind. And it's the same with speaking. You don't want to be at the last minute, I've got to look at my notes, I'm not sure. You want to do the preparation beforehand. And then before you go and speak on stage, give yourself an amount of time just to settle yourself. Whether it's, you really like to do a little bit of a meditation, or you sing a bit of a song, or, warm up your voice or whatever it is, but give yourself a little bit of time where it's kind of like, throw out the kind of script in your brain and just be for a minute. And like you said, think about, what is the impact that I'm making here? The beautiful thing that I'm going to share with this audience today and how it can change their lives. So a little bit of a pre kind of speaking routine can be a great way to settle some of those nerves.
Yeah, I really love that, because I know that, I'm predominantly in the online space. So when I present, it's typically online, but I know for me, my pre-show ritual, if you'd like to call it, is I will put my favorite music on and I will dance around like I'm a five-year-old in the room and get myself in the most high vibe possible state, because I find for me that really settles my nerves, especially if I do it just before I'm going to speak.
Yep.
And then when I go in there, I'm in such a good mood that all of a sudden I'm not thinking of the what ifs and the, all the fear and all the other things. So, that's obviously not always possible to do, but I definitely find dancing and music helps me get in a good state.
Yeah, the power poses, all the stuff, right? What's going to make you feel great, going out there and really settling yourself? And the other thing is, delete the niggles. Okay. Now this sounds a bit strange, but if you go, I'm going to wear these shoes and I'm not sure about them, don't wear them. Right. So any of the little niggly things that you're going to be like, I'm going to feel slightly conscious, just get rid of it. Don't wear that. If it's kind of, you're not real sure, just get rid of all of those so that none of those are in your brain. None of those are in your body before you go on stage.
That's a really good tip, because I think sometimes you're probably so consumed with what you're going to say, all of those thoughts, that you probably don't take as much time to think about those sort of things. And even I know for me, my hair, if it's out, it can get in my way and be annoying. So it's like just thinking through those little pieces. So I really love that.
Yeah, it can really be a game changer if you know that, okay, well, I've got that sorted. I don't have to worry about those things. got a bit of a time before the, I'm going to speak and I know what I'm going to say and I feel good about it, that's really where you want to be.
Yeah, I love that. You have shared so many incredible tangible tips as well, you know, things that we can actually walk away with and implement, and I know are going to have such a big impact and make such a difference for us. But for the listener who's listening along and they're like, I would love to learn more about how I can really improve my speaking and the confidence around that, where can our listeners best find and connect with you?
So they can find me on Instagram at Casey Squires Coaching. You can find me on Facebook at the same, Casey Squires Coaching, or just come to my private page, Casey Squires. You can add me as friend, no problem. I do a little bit of stuff there. So yeah, they're generally the places that I'm doing things, caseysquires.com. You can look up there as well. Just stop by. I'd love to see you.
Yes, definitely head on by and go and follow Casey, because she shares some incredible tips that are really valuable and helpful. And if you do love this episode and, you know, you want to share it on your socials, don't forget to tag us and share with us what your biggest takeaway has been, because I know for me, there have been so many throughout this episode and we would just love to hear them. So Casey, thank you so much for being here on the Mum Boss podcast. I've absolutely loved chatting with you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for inviting me on, and I've really enjoyed this conversation too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at Renee.O'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.